Good morning and praise the Lord. Kindly open our Bible in the book of Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 to 5. Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 to 5. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walk sometime when you live in them. But now you also put off all this: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also you do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the band of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which is also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto own husband as it fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your master according to the flesh, not with eye service as men's pleasure, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Amen. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, faithfulness, and your loving kindness to us that gave us faith in you, to trust you, to rely on you, and to see your power in our lives. Lord, we thank you for opening our eyes to see the beauty of your holiness, for the discipline, for your blood that shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, for the provision, for the rebuke through your word, for all the answered prayers, and for every trial that we pass through. Lord, we thank you for the whole week you sustain us, for the miracles and wonders that you did, for our food, the good health, the strength, and for the healing. Lord, we magnify you and exalt you in our midst in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, we repent and renounce our stubbornness, greediness, love of money, lust of the eyes, worldliness, pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, anger, envy, jealousy, wasting our time on media and news, lack of prayer, and lack of reading your word in the Bible. Lord, we repent of all these sins and we commit ourselves into your hand to live, to please you and honor you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Lord, we trust you that as we obey you, then you will answer our prayers and provide for us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families, pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that every family will shine so others will start to seek you and obey you by their good example and good deeds. We pray to protect each family and provide their needs. We pray for every husband to give them wisdom how to execute your plan and will to their families. We pray for the good health, strength, a stable job and income to stay in their families. We pray for the wives to be submissive to their godly husbands and to help them in their lives and ministries. We pray for the parents to be of one mind, to honor you by disciplining their children and impart to them your word. Lord, we pray for the children to fear you and obey their godly parents and honor them so they will prosper and go well with them, for this is your command to them. Lord, we pray for each family to have daily family worship and prayers and to reach other families around them. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss, pray for your colleagues to be safe. Lord, we praise and thank you for our jobs and as a source of living to sustain us. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey our earthly masters, for we are serving you and promoting you in our lives through our faith, accompanied with good deeds. Lord, bless the places that we are working and the works of our hands. Lord, give them more incomes so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, use our jobs to train us to be more like you in characters, for the people to see you in our lives. Lord, help us that our light shine up before the people who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify you, God, our Father in heaven. Lord, we commit ourselves to bring to you our tithes, offerings, vows, and first fruits. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray that you will help them in the trials that they are passing through in their lives. Lord, give them wisdom and solution in every difficult circumstance that they are in, to continue to live in obedience to you and to have faith on your word. Lord, provide jobs to those jobless and healing for the sick and solutions to those in troubles in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, people back home in our countries, relatives, and those whom we are meeting in the streets and the market, in our accommodation, and in our working places to be saved. Lord, we pray for the salvation for all the people that we are in contact with. Lord, open their hearts and minds to believe in you and to receive the word of God that we are giving to them, and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray to speak to them, O God. Reveal yourself to them in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for you in the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand, and we ask you to meet all the needs of the church in those places. Lord, we pray for more people to be saved in all those countries. We pray to bless those countries who will be blessed. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations. Lord, protect all the church congregation and workers, empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people, to preach the gospel to them. Lord, reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Lord, bring them at your feet and teach them to live according to your laws and precepts. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministers of the church. Pray more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to give to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregation in other places in the world. Lord, add more languages and places to the church. Lord, bless the church schools, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchmen ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for humility and leading the ministry you called your church to do and serve others. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, empower your church to be the light to teach the way of yours to the lost souls. Lord, we pray that your church will be a noble vessel to bring the salvation of Jesus to the world. Lord, we commit ourselves to go and evangelize the new places that you are leading us to go. We pray for more souls to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us the gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of discernment, gift of prophecy, teaching, pastoring, evangelism, serving and showing mercy, and the rest of the gifts that we need for reaching the lost and for further extension of the church. Let us pray for our service. Lord, we pray for our service today. Lord, bless our prayers, our songs and worship, our giving, and bless your message to us. Lord, anoint the speaker and speak to us through your word to apply in our lives and to be transformed in your likeness. Lord, give us obedient heart to walk, abide in whatever commands we receive from you, and do always your will, very will in our lives. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you today. Heal the people, Lord, set them free from their bondages and save them. May your name be glorified and exalted in our gatherings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Jesus, I love to see your face.
Oh God, continue to reveal yourself to each and every one of us. Said people are in bondage, set them free in the name of Jesus. We bring new souls to you to serve you, oh God, to do the work of yours faithfully in the name of Jesus, oh God. Continue to anoint our worship, our prayers, oh God, to draw people near to you, raise up workers to serve you wholeheartedly. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, O God. We magnify you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Draw near to God. us, O God. Mold us. We enthrone our midst. Lead us. Lead your church into your will, O God. Set us free. Set people free from bondages. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We enthrone you. We adore you. We magnify you, O God. In the name of Jesus. Satisfy us. Thank you, Lord, you had fed us with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering and first fruit to God. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, 10 to 12, Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will, and all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord God, we praise you. We thank you, O God, for all the blessing you given unto us, O God. And I pray, Lord, to continue to bless us as we give our tithes and offering unto you, Lord. May you fulfill your promises to us to open the floodgates of heaven and rebuke the devourer in our lives, for we are all blessed by you, O God. And the people around us, we see that we are blessed, O God, by you, Lord. Lord, bless this money to build your church and further extension of your kingdom, and help the poor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll continue today to speak about ministry. And that will be part three. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians and chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. 1 to 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 to 13. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that he receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not to blame. I repeat, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not to blame, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonment, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love and faith, by the word of the truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. Ye are not straitened in us, but ye are straitened in your own bowels. For now, for our recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children, be ye also enlarged. Just to pray, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we adore you. We come before in the name of Jesus. Lord, anoint this time, anoint my lips. Anoint the word of yours, O God. And let me go to the direction that you want it to be. Lord, your word is sharper than double-edged sword that penetrate and divide bone and marrow and soul and spirit, and judge the thoughts of the heart. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your be done. O God, I pray for fruit of repentance, fruit of the Holy Spirit, fruit of new people to come to you. I pray for workers to commit their lives to save you. We thank God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue in this message to speak about ministry. In verse 3, We read, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Apostle Paul here was dealing with an important issue, that the ministry should not be blamed. When the people started to point about certain incident as a negative thing to impede the ministry might be blamed for a certain sin, mistake, or certain offense, or because people wrong opinion and understandings and misunderstandings. But what God expects from the church and the ministry is to reset things back to what caused the blame to be removed, which means that we should do our best to let the blame be removed. We should do our best to let the blame to be removed. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. Let us remember, we are workers with Christ. Therefore, let us understand that we receive the grace of God for a certain purpose, not only to be saved, but to serve God and to work with him. In such situation, we should not abuse the grace of God and do things that are not correct in the sight of God. Stop sinning and repent, so the ministry should not be blamed. Stop sinning and repent, so the ministry shall not be blamed. Let us remember that we are a new creation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creator. He is a new creator. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And we are the ambassadors of Christ, appealing to the people in the name of Christ to reconcile to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors of Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ instead, be ye reconciled to God. Therefore, let us remember that we are a new creation and we are the ambassadors of Christ, appealing to the people in the name of Jesus to reconcile to God. Therefore, ourselves need to be a real model to them. Therefore, we ourselves need to be a real model to them. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, 4. He saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We had already been accepted to Christ, and we had been helped and rescued much by Christ. Now, this is the time that God is working to bring salvation to mankind, and we are the instruments, and we are the instruments that God is using to bring that. Therefore, let us cherish all the goodness of God toward us, and let us also be faithful to him and to work with him to be a good example to others that God is reaching them through our lives and through our ministry. Verse 3, 2 Corinthians 6, 3, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. We should not be in any way a stumbling block to others, so the ministry will not be blamed and accused. The word of God always will lead us how to avoid such situations and how to deal with them. Paul expounded how to avoid that and how to reverse it if that had happened. The Greek word used for blame is mama omai, and it means to blame, to find fault with, or to mock at. So basically, it might be there is no sin from the church side, but people would pick anything against the church, trying to disqualify the church. Why? To justify their disobedience and to justify their unwillingness to abide with the truth and serve God. I repeat. Basically, it might be there is no sin from the church side, but people would pick anything against the church, trying to disqualify the church. Why? To justify their disobedience and to justify their unwillingness to abide with the truth and serve God. The word mama, oh my, or blame is repeated in another place. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 16 to verse 22. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 16 to 22. But thanks be to God, which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. For indeed he accepted the exhortation, but being more forward of his own accord, he went unto you, and we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches, and not that only, but who was also chosen of the churches to travel with us with this grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord, and declaration of your ready mind, avoiding this, that no man should blame us. Avoiding this, that no man should blame us in this abundance which is administered by us, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. Here Apostle Paul said in verse 20 that no man should blame us, that no man should blame us, not for any fault or mistake he did. Paul was doing the very will of God in collecting finances to help the saints in Jerusalem. Why there was blame from the people toward Paul and the brethren with him? It seemed there was a criticism to what Paul was doing, either because some of the people were disobedient and were not willing to give, or because of anger, envy, jealousy, or because of immaturity and lack of knowledge in God's word, or because of misunderstanding and insufficient communication, or because of lack of trust in the brethren who were conducting that ministry. Also might be other reasons behind the blames, like a wrong motive or love of money. But the point that we need to stress here is that the blame was not due to fault or sin in Paul and the brethren who were with him. But Paul took that seriously, because the ministry will be ultimately affected when it is blamed. In the same way, we need to take all the possible measures so that the ministry and our service to God will not be blamed or spoken about in a bad way. Apostle Paul took certain measures to send Titus to the church at Corinth for that purpose. And he sent with him a brother who was recommended and chosen by the churches, so that the transparency will be kept. And especially that was done by two persons who were known by their good reputation and faithfulness to God and to his church, so that the following will be provided, so that the following will be provided providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but in the sight of men. What we need to understand here is that to avoid the ministry to be blamed and accused, we need to be extravagant and ought to do certain things so that the ministry will not be criticized by others. It is not enough to do what is right before God, but we need to do what is right in the sight of men and to take measure that we will not be accused by others. Book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 4. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. We need to work it out to approve ourselves as ministers, as servants of God. You need to repent of whatever sin you need to repent. You renounce offenses. You correct your mistakes and work it out to let the light of Christ once again to shine through your life to the people around you. I repeat, you need to repent of whatever sin you need to repent of. You renounce offenses. You correct your mistakes and work it out to let the light of Christ once again to shine through your life to the people around you. We do that in this manner, in much patience. We need to extend our patience and perseverance. In afflictions, we need to endure afflictions and trials. In necessities, even when we are in desperate need, we still need to conduct ourselves in a worthy manner. In distresses, even in situations that are beyond our control and capacity, still we are called to persevere and continue to serve God. I repeat, even in situations that are beyond our control and capacity, still we are called to persevere and continue to serve God. Verse 5, in stripes, in imprisonment, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, in stripes, accepting to be beaten and not to retaliate. In imprisonment, accepting persecution, and even imprisonment if we are faced with any tumults. Tumults are turmoils or challenging trials. Even in turmoils and challenging trials, we are called to keep our ministry and not to leave our position and our service. In labors, willing to exert much physical strength whenever is needed. In watchings, living prayerful life and spending good time at the feet of Jesus. In fasting, we are called to fast, especially in dealing with distresses, turmoils, or challenging trials. Verse 6. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love and faith. By pureness, by purifying our hearts, purifying our motives, and purifying our hands. By knowledge, certain times when we come to know the truth from God's word in the Bible, it makes it easier for us to accept of what we are passing through from trials. By long-suffering, prolonged trials, and our perseverance during such trials will add to our credibility. God will speak to the people on our behalf, and God will impress better things about His church and ministry while we prolong our perseverance under suffering. By kindness, there are certain works and services God had prepared for us, and we need to do them. Such deeds will take blames away. Not that we justify ourselves, but God will justify us before men in his due time when we obey his instructions and accept to pass joyfully the painful trials that he directed us to pass through and do the works that he wants us to do. By the Holy Ghost, we need to trust the Holy Ghost that he will speak on our behalf. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to take us, mold us, and use us for his glory alone. By love and faith, we should have true love and not a mask of hypocrisy. We should have a true love and not a mask of hypocrisy. We should do real deeds out of love and good concern for the people. Verse 7. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by the word of truth, through an honest word we should preach and teach, and we should continue giving the word of God, the real message that comes from the Holy Spirit. By the power of God, God wants us to rely on his power to achieve things and to accomplish changes. By the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. We don't use weapons in our hands, but we carry the armor of righteousness in doing what is just and right, of what God instructed us to do, and through faith in Jesus who died for our sins to give us eternal life. Verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 8. By honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet the true, by honor and dishonor. Whether we are honored or not, we are called to persevere and do the works and live a righteous life. I repeat, whether we are honored or not, we are called to persevere and do the works and live a righteous life. Even the people will not honor us, we still need to do the works of God. By evil report and good report, whether we are reported as good or as evil people, we still need to persevere and go through and do our assignments well. Whatever the people name us, whether good or evil, that shall motivate us more to do what is good or right in the eyes of God. I repeat, whatever the people name us, whether good or evil, that should motivate us more to do what is good and right in the eyes of God, as deceivers. And yet, too, even we are labeled as deceivers, we continue to live and behave as true servants of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. As unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold, we live, as destined and not killed, as unknown and yet well known. Even to those who are unfamiliar with us, we are still imparting good things and changing the world around us. As dying, and behold, we live. Even we are almost dead physically and has no strength, but we are living and doing great things. As destined and not killed, even we are receiving punishment and the affliction from evil men, we still need to live a disciplined life and alive in proclaiming and living the word of God. Verse 10, 2 Corinthians 6, 10. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, we train ourselves. We train ourselves even if we are in sad situation, yet we have the joy and rejoice by the Holy Ghost. I repeat, we train ourselves, even if we are in sad situations, yet we have the joy and rejoice by the Holy Ghost. As poor, yet making many rich, we might not have much material things, but with the good impartation of God's word, we make others rich and get relieved from the effect of sins and the hardness of trials. As having nothing and yet possessing all things, in material things we might not be having much, but yet we possess many things through faith in God and in hope of all his good promises. Verse 11. O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. Those who does not like us, we still need to open our mouths and speak to them good things and open our hearts to them with love and kindness. Verse 12. You are not straitened in us, but you are straitened in your own bowels. We don't pressurize people, but they are pressurized by their own emotions and desires. I repeat this. We don't pressurize people, but they are pressurized by their own emotions and desires. We need to understand that a certain percentage of our trials and suffering are due to wrong emotions and wrong desires of people around us and toward us, due to the word of God that they receive from us and they are not willing to be changed. Verse 13, now, for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children, be also enlarged in showing them the good example and continue doing the good deeds. We are speaking to them and asking them to let their heart enlarge, to repent and accept us and the word of God that we give to them. My dear and beloved, what we learn today from God's word is a real challenge to us. The word of God should melt us, mold us, and make us to put ourselves in what God wants us to be. Meditate on the message. Hear it again, read it again, and start to apply it in your life and ministry. That's all it's done. Lord, I come before in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sin to give me eternal life. Lord, we thank you for the salvation of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the message that you entrusted to me. And thank you for the word that teaches me your ways and what you need me to do in the ministry. Let us confess and renounce our sins. Let us confess and renounce our sins. Confess and renounce your selfishness, laziness, your worldliness, and your love for material things, your unwillingness to serve and step up for Christ and help the family of faith. Confess and renounce your envy and jealousy, your wrong motive and your love of money. Confess and renounce your lack of love and compassion to reach the lost souls and give them the gospel. Confess and renounce your disobedience and your non-willingness to follow instructions. Confess and renounce your yoke with non-believers and wasting your time on the media, news, and games. Confess and renounce your bad stewardship and your bad examples to others. Come to God. Commit your life to Him. Offer the love of your body to Him. Cleanse your heart. Renew your mind. Allow the Holy Spirit to work in you Then, Lord, I offer the powers of my body to you to serve you, O God. Come, Lord Jesus, rule in my life, and I enthrone you over my life, O God. I ask you, Lord, to guide me, Lord, to help me, Lord. Jesus, help us. Help your church. Help every one of us who repent, who come to you, Lord. Refill us once again with the Holy Spirit. Refill them with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, self-control, long-suffering, perseverance. Oh God, help us. We are willing to go forward. Teach us what we need to do so the ministry will not be blamed. Help us to do our part, oh God. We enthrone in our midst, oh God. Your church.
Give us you up in our prayer.
Lead, O God.
We worship in your throne. And as we worship in your throne. And as we worship in your throne. Come, Lord
us, O God, here we are, O God. Take us, mold us, O Lord, and bring us to the places that you want us to go and move, O Lord. I pray for more people to get water baptized. I pray for more people to receive the Holy Spirit baptism. I pray for more workers. I pray for more Bible studies and congregations to be planted, O God. Lord, give us the spiritual gifts that we need to go and serve you, O Lord. I pray, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
I need direction in my life. You show me.